CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. They say timing is everything. Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers plan to walk off the job Thursday at the height of the holiday shopping season. CBS Los Angeles reporter Nicole Comstock.
Teamsters members have authorized a strike at several major Amazon distribution centers. They say the shipping giant is refusing to bargain with them.
And it honestly doesn't really seem like they care about what happens to the associates.
In a written statement, an Amazon spokesperson said in part, for more than a year now, the Teamsters have continued to intentionally mislead the public, claiming that they represent thousands of Amazon employees and drivers. They don't.
If you booked your holiday getaway flight for Thursday thinking you'd beat the weekend rush, CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says, think again.
The airlines expect the travel rush to begin, and the FAA says it will also be the busiest day in the air for scheduled flights. More than 50,000 scheduled to take off.
House Republicans have killed the spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown this weekend after President-elect Donald Trump complained it contained too many giveaways by Democrats.
Elon Musk, tapped to lead the new Department of Government Efficiency, came out swinging on social media, declaring the bill dead. President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance proposed a temporary funding bill without what they called Democrat giveaways, combined with an increase in the debt ceiling, going on to say increasing the debt ceiling is not great, but we'd rather do it on Biden's watch.
CBS's Natalie Brand. Police in Carlsbad, California are questioning a man who had texted this week's school shooter in Madison, Wisconsin about attacking a government building. A judge has issued a restraining order forcing the man to surrender his guns. In Madison, police say the 15-year-old shooter brought two guns to her school but only used one of them. She killed a teacher and a 14-year-old student. The suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO will have a pair of court hearings in Pennsylvania Thursday. CBS's Anna Schechter says it'll be a busy day for Luigi Mangione.
He has to appear for a hearing on this ghost gun and forged identification charges filed against him in Pennsylvania. Right after that wraps, that's when the extradition hearing happens. It will likely be quick because it appears he's just going to waive it.
In Pecos City, Texas, one person was killed when a train collided with a tractor trailer, derailed, and crashed into the city's Chamber of Commerce building.
There were three cars that had potentially hazardous waste in them. At this point in time, are contained. We do have units on site taking a look at that.
That's Pecos City Manager Charles Lino. At least four people were injured in the accident. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. That's right, now's your last chance to trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts, only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
There's a new potential health hazard for mothers who breastfeed their babies.
British researchers have found toxic PCBs and dioxin in the breast milk of mothers who live close to waste incinerators. This, based on a study of 194 first-time mothers who live within 12 miles of a waste incinerator. They found those who had the highest or the longest exposure to particle pollution from the incinerator's chimneys had a higher level of these so-called forever chemicals in their breast milk, though in all cases, the differences from the regular population were relatively small. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Pentagon has freed two prisoners from Guantanamo Bay. Both were repatriated to Malaysia, where they will serve another 5 years in prison. They'd been held at Gitmo since 2006 for their alleged ties to Al-Qaeda and an extremist group in Indonesia. They were freed after they testified against another prisoner who was the suspected mastermind behind Al-Qaeda attacks in Bali and Jakarta in 2002 and 2003.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, lower 20s in the overnight, a light and variable wind. For Thursday, snow developing, highs in the middle 30s, a light dusting by the end of the afternoon. But Thursday night, snow will continue 1 to 2 inches by morning. Currently 26 degrees.
Oh, Memorial Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
I got flowers in the spring. I got them to wear my ring.
I got you, babe. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring-ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop at the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Career and I. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our life. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous Farm Babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's gonna make it that much better.
An hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was young, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really killing me.
I can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
News and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Everybody was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in.
Dancing in the moonlight. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. House conservatives, at the urging of President-elect Donald Trump, have killed a spending bill to fund the government through mid-March. CBS's Nicole Killian reports Trump was upset Democrats had added billions to the bill.
This bill is pretty much dead in the water, so that only leaves a couple of options. You know, lawmakers can try to scramble and cobble together some type of alternative bill. There have been some members, including the president-elect, who have been pushing for a clean continuing resolution, meaning a bill that simply funds the government without any extras.
Amazon workers plan to strike at 5 warehouses Thursday. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has details.
They say they're trying to get contracts guaranteeing better wages and work conditions. The Teamsters say they're launching the largest strike against Amazon in U.S. history. Amazon spokesperson Kelly Nantel tells CBS News the Teamsters have continued to intentionally mislead the public, claiming that they represent thousands of Amazon employees and drivers. She says they don't, and that they're pushing a false narrative.
We are entering the height of the holiday travel season. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says Thursday will be the busiest day for the airlines.
The Transportation Security Administration, they expect to screen nearly 40 million people between December 19th and January 2nd. That's up 6.2% over last year.
AAA predicts more than a third of the population will drive at least 50 miles from home this season. Police in Madison, Wisconsin say a 42-year-old teacher and a 14-year-old girl were killed in this week's school shooting. CBS's Ian Lee reports